Good morning and welcome to Word for Life this morning, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Good morning. I'm Joe Helm, one of the pastors there at Brookside, and I've got the privilege of being with you this week, and just a delight to be able to talk about God's Word with you, and we trust that you'll get encouragement from the study that we are going to be engaging in this week. One of the things that Paul made clear in his writing in Romans chapter 7 was the strife or the battle or the war that was going on in his own heart with regard to the two natures, so to speak. Specifically, we look at chapter 7, verse 15, where Paul's expressing this struggle. He says, "For that which I do, I understand not. For what I would do, I do not, but that which I hate, I do." He's just describing this struggle, this strife, the battle of the old nature versus the new nature in his own heart. And every one of us as believers understand that struggle. And so this is kind of what's launched my own thought into preparing for these messages here for this week, that we, as believers, need to understand that the first step in having and living the victorious Christian life is recognizing that that old man, that old nature, is still in me. That old nature lurks within us. And that's why it's always difficult, for example, to witness to people. It's difficult to pray. It's difficult for me to submit myself to biblical preaching and biblical teaching and biblical principles as I'm reminded of them during the day or through Bible studies or at church. It's difficult to humble myself before others, and it's just difficult for me to concentrate on walking in the Spirit, and that's because this old nature, this old man, is just continuing to try to influence me. And so I thought it would be helpful and profitable to take a little deeper look at this so that we can have a fresh understanding and reminder of what's going on in our own heart so that we can engage in a successful and victorious life. So the first thing I want to do is talk about, what is this flesh? What is this old nature that is there? And to do that, we're going to look at a few verses of Scripture that give us basically the breakdown or the components, the parts of this flesh. And I think it'll be clear as we move through this, the significance of this. We're going to start in Romans chapter 8, and Paul says there in verse 5, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh." That is, those that are unregenerate, those that are not born again yet, those that are walking according to the flesh, living in the flesh, well, it's pretty obvious and natural that they be preoccupied with the things of the flesh. They're minding the things of the flesh. That is, they're engaging their life in all of the typical things that the unsaved world engages in, and what they focus on and what they make as their priority, those things that they're pursuing, that they're thinking about, that they're concerned with, and what they seek. Their whole life is wrapped up and revolves around those things of the unsaved flesh. But then he contrasts that by saying, "But they that are after the Spirit, those that are according to the Spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit." And so, in other words, those that are born again, those that have been regenerated, those that have the Spirit of Christ, their lives are totally different. They're totally changed. They're now interested in the things of the Spirit. They're now pursuing the things of the Spirit. They think about the things of the Spirit. They're concerned with the things of the Spirit. They're engaged in, they seek. Their lives, in a sense, are all about the things of the Spirit. And then Paul says that those that are carnally minded, that ends in death. Those that are the spiritually minded, that ends in life and peace. Because, he says, the carnal mind or the fleshly mind is at war with God. The King James uses the word enmity. because the carnal mind is at enmity with God. In other words, the flesh has a mind. It has, just like we understand the mind to be, that storehouse of knowledge. It's our intellect, so to speak. It's that place in our inner man where we analyze and reason, where we comprehend facts and circumstances and principles, and that is the fleshly mind that has been corrupted by the fall and with which we're born. Now, that's the first component. In other words, the flesh has a mind. Number two, the flesh also has emotion. We find this in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3, where Paul says, among whom also we had our behavior or our conduct in times past in the lusts of our flesh. The word there in the original language for lust is the word for emotion, desire, feelings, and passions. That is then that this flesh that we know, the old man, has both mind and now it has, we're told, emotion. Then number three, we're told that this old man within us has a will. Ephesians 2, verse 3, continuing says that these emotions that we have, these passions of our flesh, result in the fulfilling of the will of the flesh, the choices of our flesh, the determinations of our flesh. In other words, we have our fleshly intellectual mind, and then we have our fleshly emotions, and between the mind and emotions, the will then formulates decisions and choices and then carries them out. And so this is clearly an understanding from these verses of Scripture, from the Apostle Paul, that this old man within us, this flesh, as the Scripture calls it, has a mind, has emotion, and has a will. Those are all the components of an actual person, the components of personhood, mind, emotion, and will. In other words, we're told here that this old man within us, this flesh within us, the old nature, is not just a bent. It's not just a drift. It's not just an inclination. The flesh is an actual person or a nature within us. And that's why biblically it's called the old nature. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 24 tell us that. It calls it the old nature or the old man. This old nature has a mind. It knows everything that I know, all the facts I know, all the people I know. In fact, it knows all the Bible I know. Everything I know in my mind, this old man, this old nature, knows. Everything I feel in my emotion, it has those same feelings. It has passions about those facts that I know. It has emotions about those facts that I know. And then what it does is it allows these feelings and these passions to be twisted and to be turned and to be plied into decisions and choices and actions that I then live out in my life. And so the mind, emotions, and will of this old man, this old nature, are constantly desiring to cause me to make decisions and to live out its passions in the flesh. And that's the struggle that Paul was dealing with. And so those are the components of this flesh, mind, emotion, and will. It's a person. Secondly, let's look at the character of this flesh. Paul said in Romans 7, verse 18, he says, for I know that in me, and then he qualifies it by saying, that is, in my flesh, that old man, dwells no good thing. And so he qualifies it and he says, it's that which is in my flesh, not referring to all of him, because part of him now is the new man, the new nature in Christ. Having been born again of the Spirit, he has now the Spirit of Christ within him. But unfortunately, while we're in this fleshly life on earth, we're still going to have that old man. And so in that part of me, Paul says, dwells no good thing. Now, he says, and he qualifies that by explaining that that old man, that old mind of the flesh, is at enmity with God, for it is not subject to the law of God. And that's really my problem. That old man that still resides in me is not subject to the law of God. It does not want to yield and be submissive to the law of God. That old nature within me is at war with God. It is hostile to God. It is opposed to God. And then Paul even goes further and says, not only is that old man not subject to God, it cannot be. Yeah, he says, neither can be. Think of that. That old man that is in me not only does not want to be subject to the law of God, but it cannot be. Therefore, I have to understand, I'm not going to cure it. I'm not going to reform it. I cannot do anything to remedy it or fix it or heal it. It's not repairable. It's not changeable. And I'm not going to grow out of it. This is not the part of me that will ever be better or ever change or mature. It is the old man. It is not subject to the law of God, and it can't be. Why? Because that's its nature. You know, you think about this. Termites eat wood. Why? Because it's their nature. Fire burns and consumes, for example, wood. Why? Because that's the nature of fire. The wind blows, fish swim, birds fly. Why? Because it's their nature. And so the conclusion I draw is that the flesh that is in me, it's at enmity with God. It can't be subject to the law of God because that's its nature. That's what caused Paul, at this point of his realization of this, to cry out in Romans 7:24, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" This is the conclusion that all of us have to come to, that we cannot be delivered from the body of this death, the old man, the old nature, through carnal means. This is the fundamental truth that we must understand as Christians if we are going to live sanctified and transformed lives. That old man, that old flesh, is never going away until, of course, we receive our new bodies from the Lord in the rapture or at death. But while we're in this life on this earth, it's never going away. It's never going to change its mind. It's always going to be at war with God. It's always going to desire the things of the earth and the flesh. It will not knuckle under, and it will not submit to God. So, I hate to leave today's message on such a depressing note, but this is the realization that we have to come to, that we need to be delivered from the body of this death. And next time we meet, that's the glorious truth that we'll explore. So until then, just realize and understand, God has provided a way of deliverance. Have a great day. God bless.